came to the rig about an hour ago, and it was very difficult to actually get onto the rig because most of the entrances were shut, and the one entrance that was open, they put a high-powered water hose, which, to be honest, we were not sure whether we would make it up, and we managed to get up 30 to 50 meters above the rig, and we went further up where we spoke to some of the folks working here. They have been polite to us, but we asked for permission whether we could climb over and hand over a petition of 50,000 signatures. We've not been, they are now consulting with their management about whether to accept the petition or not. All around us is just sea, and then we see three ships. Two of them on Danish Navy vessel.
One is a standby ship.
Oh, sorry. One is a standby ship for the rig, and one is a Navy ship, and in further distance is the Greenpeace ship, Esperanza. Because of the spring of water, we are sort of shivering at the moment.
Kumi, it's quite relatively unusual for the head of Greenpeace like this to get involved in direct action like this. Can you tell me why you were moved to do this?
This struggle in the Arctic is the defining, not just environmental struggle, but one of the most defining challenges of this age. It has huge consequences, firstly in terms of peace. We are extremely concerned about a new Cold War opening up here in the Arctic between countries, certain Arctic countries and others, trying to compete for the last remaining drops of oil to be found in the world. Secondly, we are deeply concerned about the impact on this fragile and beautiful ecosystem. We know that already the melting of Arctic sea ice has had devastating consequences to certain species of animal life here. We know that polar bears, for example, are dying, not being able to secure food because they have to swim much longer distances as a result of the melting of the ice. We think that this is a tragic development which will see potentially an eventual extinction of yet more species of wildlife that humanity has already done enough harm in this regard, and we think we should do everything possible to secure this for the future of our children and grandchildren. However, for me, as an African, the main reason is how what is happening in the Arctic has a consequence throughout the world. It is a terrible injustice that people in poor countries who have been least responsible for the catastrophe of global warming, who are poor, who emit very little emissions and so on, are the ones that are paying the first and most brutal price in the world. Let us be very clear. It is not simply that climate impacts are going to hit us in the future. Climate impacts are hitting people in developing countries now, including in certain developed countries like Australia and so on. According to a study done by Kofi Annan Foundation in 2008, already we can record in 2008 300,000 people lost their lives directly from climate impacts. If we do not succeed in getting world leaders, getting our business leaders, getting our religious leaders to actually stand up and say enough is enough and no more, we have already devastated enough of this planet, and we are seriously endangering the future of our children and grandchildren as a result of climate change. So for me, as the world prepares for the next climate negotiations in my home city, Durban, this year is fundamentally part of the climate struggle. We are trying to do everything peacefully, non-violently, within our ability to try to bear witness, to tell the world what is happening here. Because this is a very remote place, and because it's outside of the imagination of most people around the world, so it's critically important that we try to do everything to highlight this. And for particularly people in developing countries who might think that the Arctic is something very, very far from them, and doesn't have a direct consequence to the life, to realize that this is a issue that they need to speak out on as strongly as possible, in the hope that sanity will prevail and the madness of profit at all costs. Or as the CEO of Cairn says, drilling for oil in the Arctic is like playing the casino. We would say we cannot play Russian roulette with the environment. Nature doesn't negotiate, and that's what is at stake here. And that's why I was moved also by the efforts of 20 young activists from Greenpeace who risked it all to come here and led the way, and I'm following in their footsteps. I should say that as I speak to you now, Adam, there is a Danish Navy helicopter that is coming in the direction of the rig, and I'm not sure, and it's preparing to land. It's right overhead. I'm not sure whether it's